There are fears that alcohol and drug addicts in South Australia are going untreated because of a lack of rehab services. 3 months ago, the state lost about 40 rehabilitation beds after the closure of the state's only Aboriginal-specific service and several funding cuts. PM's been told that since then, waiting lists have increased significantly and addicts are being forced to seek help interstate. Nicola Gage reports from Adelaide.
The immediacy of a recovering alcohol or drug addict to receive help is vital in their recovery. But in South Australia, it seems that immediacy is being lost. Andrus Banders is from the South Australian Network of Drug and Alcohol Services.
Our services are telling us that the waiting lists and the waiting times for people to get into rehab are rising very rapidly. And what that does is it creates pressure on other services for people presenting with increased complexity and fairly serious problems.
The rise in waiting times, Mr. Banders says, has come as a direct result of the closure of several rehabilitation centres. In July, two services closed their doors after the state government changed providers. That led to bed losses. Mr. Banders says there's not a lot of options for people looking for help.
If people don't have a lot of money and can't afford private options for rehab, then they have to wait on the more general sort of system, and they really are suffering. And it's not just the people who are addicted that are suffering. Very often we get family members ringing who are at their wits' end trying to get help, concentrated help for their family member, but they just can't get it.
One centre that is providing some rehabilitation facilities is New Roads Homeless and Drug Services. Sarah Watson is the team manager.
When you do have a reduction in, 30-odd beds, residential beds for drug and alcohol treatment, it absolutely has an impact on, where people are going to get their services from. I think there is a large pocket of people who do require residential services. So to take those beds out, it does have a flow-on effect.
The Cowperan Rehabilitation Centre, about an hour east of Adelaide, has also closed. The federal government cut its funding, saying it became concerned about its finances. It was the only Aboriginal-specific service in the state. Scott Wilson directs the Aboriginal Drug and Alcohol Council of South Australia.
I see, obviously, a lot more folk who will end up dying from drug and alcohol-related issues without being able to get access to rehabilitation-type services. I think that a lot more people will end up in our prison systems for the very same reason. And clearly, if you can't refer people on, then it makes you wonder, what's going to happen to drug and alcohol services.
Mr. Wilson says he's had nowhere to refer people. He says they're either going without or heading interstate.
People have been going as far north as Darwin and Alice Springs, and we do know that clients might be even going over the border into New South Wales because, like I said, there's nowhere for them to get help here in South Australia.
In a statement to PM, the South Australian government said it hadn't cut funding to drug and alcohol treatment services. It says only two less beds are being funded than at the start of the year. Andrus Banders disagrees and is calling for an independent review of rehabilitation services in the state.
There's a health cost to drug and alcohol issues, but there's a very expensive social cost as well. Many people that have drug and alcohol issues finish up in the justice system, the criminal justice system, either be it in the jail system or offending and being on probation and parole. That's a very costly thing for society to bear when it could potentially be prevented if treatment services were available in a timely way.
Andrus Banders, ending that report by Nicola Gage.